Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Sunshine and bright up here.
Sunshine and bright, sunshine and bright. And let me ask you this question. Is the sun shining over Gila Regional Medical Center?
Well, that's everyone's hope. The Grant County Commission, as part of their exploration into possible future ownership models of Gila Regional, held three public meetings this last week. One with the area's physicians, one with Gila Regional staff at large, and one for the community. At those meetings, they revealed a little bit about what their exploration has shown so far, especially in regard to just how dire the financial situation at Gila Regional truly is.
Well, how dire is it? I mean, we've talked about it. I don't know if we've ever gotten into the details. How dire is it?
Right. Well, kind of a summed up snapshot of the findings that they revealed during their presentation in these meetings is, Gila Regional's quality of care is stellar. We knew that. They've gotten national awards the last few years. But despite having no debt, its finances are really precarious. They have, that there are a few options that they're looking at. One is going critical care, things like that. But Gila Regional is in an interesting position because if they did that, it would be the largest, revenue-wise, the largest critical access hospital in the state, which it's kind of too big to, go with these federal funding helps and things like that, but too small to have the revenue to, do the facility upgrades and things like that that it desperately needs.
In the staff meetings, what is staff saying about the process?
Well, in these meetings especially, we had been hearing from hospital administration that this exploration has, created this feeling of an axe, being over everyone's heads. And, at least from the staff who spoke during these meetings, that is absolutely right, that everyone's very unsure, everyone's very scared of what this might mean for them, for the community. And everyone from the physicians to janitorial staff have said that they at least would prefer that the hospital remain independent and locally owned.
And what is the general public saying?
Just about the same. They have been pretty hard on both the county commission and the Gila Regional Board of Trustees, who kind of together brought us to this point. But no one is saying, at least, that they trust either a for-profit entity or other organization from outside of the community to see to the community's needs.
Okay, we'll follow up on that. Let us welcome to the KRWG Airwaves CP Thompson. CP, you
Hello.
just spent some time in Newport for the Newport Film Festival. Talk to me about a film, A Boy Called Sailboat, which was filmed in Silver City.
On Sunday there was a film premiere on a movie called A Boy Called Sailboat. It was locally filmed here in Silver City, and some of the cast members, six to be exact, came on Sunday to the film festival and watched it in front of the big screen.
So what does this mean now that it's been premiered at a film festival? What's the next step for the film?
The next step is actually to try and bring it here to Silver City. We're looking to show it at our two local theaters here in Silver City.
So how was the film filmed? I mean, is this a local project? Is it local writers? Why did they settle on Silver City to do the filming? We know that film is big in New Mexico.
How it all started, into short long story short, there was an Australian director that came here to Silver City. His wife thought it was a great place to film. And after that, he just wanted to bring in some locals for two reasons, for talent and for just for a cheaper, less money, less cost of money. So, yeah, those are the two reasons.
Well, congratulations to Silver City. The film is called A Boy Called Sailboat, and I'm pretty sure you guys will keep us updated as to when it is brought to Silver City.
Definitely.
Okay, CP, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you.